It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Andrea Stewart from the Carbondale Chamber is here with us again today. You know, Andrea, at least once a year for the last several years, we have talked about the Carbondale Business Confluence. And this year, as in many other events, many other organizations, it's having to go virtual next Wednesday from noon to 2 with an online-only business confluence. But it's so interesting how many organizations like Carbondale Chamber, not just nonprofits, businesses as well, have decided, you know what, this is the way things are. We're still going to move ahead. We're still going to make things happen. And that's exactly what you're doing.
You know, it is. Thank you so much for having me. And I just really commend all of the businesses, for-profit, nonprofit, I believe, you know, our valley and our state, if you will, of just being so resilient and, you know, adapting to change. And, you know, buzzword 2020, pivot. If there was a way that we could like make a dollar off of every time we said that, I think everyone's coffers would be in a really good place right now. But yeah, you know, this is such a great event. We love having it. And it's a really good opportunity to bring the business community together once a year. And yes, we too had to make some adjustments. Usually the event is in September. This year we bumped it back a month for a few reasons. One, to allow for more planning, but also, you know, I had this premonition many months ago that perhaps, you know, all schools would be back in session. I feel like we're moving that direction. So, you know, being October 21st, at least the lower grades in RE1 will be back. So, you know, even though we'll be virtual, it will maybe allow some parents that have been doing the remote learning, myself included, to be able to take a couple hours to, you know, engage with the business community. And then another reason that we really wanted to move it back to October was to allow for some additional, you know, economic recovery for the restaurants. So we might get into that a little bit later, but just briefly, I'll mention ticket price is $20. And with that, attendees receive a $20 voucher that can be redeemed at our participating Carbondale Chamber restaurants. So yeah, another reason to just help stimulate the economy right now.
You bet. By the way, you can learn more at carbondale.com. And as Andrea mentioned, just $20 per person, which includes a $20 restaurant or beverage voucher, valid at participating Carbondale Chamber restaurants. You know, it's interesting that you would include restaurant vouchers, because I want to say a part of the business confluence always involves some sort of social aspect, or I guess in business we would call it networking. But whatever you call it, it's actually milling around and visiting with people, which you can't do now, given what's going on. And so yet you're still kind of giving folks the opportunity for that just on their own time.
Yes, exactly. And thank you so much for one, recognizing that, but also bringing it to the attention of the listener, because that's really what we're doing. Like you mentioned, you know, every year our business confluence concludes with networking, which is, you know, one of our number one benefits of joining our chamber, any chamber, is just that word of mouth, connection, networking, exchanging of business cards. And right now, as you mentioned, we're just not in the position to do that in a safe manner. So we're really, you know, encouraging our attendees to do it, you know, themselves, a kind of a DIY, if you will. So, you know, small groups, whether it would be someone from your network or someone you're wanting to, you know, exchange business cards with, you can do that on your own time. And then, you know, also patronize these businesses. So thank you. Yeah, we're excited. I think, again, you know, taking different ideas that we've gathered from other entities and other events and, you know, tweaking it and making it our own, and really encouraging people to still get out there and patronize those businesses, especially as we get into these cooler months, things will look a little bit different. So again, hosting it in October, we thought it would be a great opportunity for attendees to patronize those businesses in the off season, if you will. And the voucher is valid from the day of the confluence to December 15th. So we are encouraging people to redeem those vouchers early, but also, you know, to help stimulate the food and beverage.
And a little less than 2 months. That's most people can probably find that time in their calendar.
Yes. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, coffee.
There you go. The theme, by the way, which maybe you mentioned it earlier and I didn't hear, but I love the theme of this year's Carbondale Business Confluence. That's Carbondale through change and evolution of community. And, you know, again, similar to other organizations, other municipalities throughout the country and the world, just continue to try to put one foot in front of the other and use the tools and resources that are available. Of course, as usual, one of the components of the Carbondale Business Confluence is an update on County Town of Carbondale. And you've also added a healthcare element this year, which I don't think is a new thing. I think you've done something like that before in the past. But talk about those speakers in the first few minutes of the Confluence and what you kind of expect to hear from them.
Sure. So with our theme, you know, really this Carbondale through change, evolution of community, that was a great, you know, a lot of this information that we're gathering specific to the pandemic could also be applied outside of the pandemic. If it's so interesting to think of like where we were and what we were discussing back in January, and then our business confluence has gone through, you know, this evolution of being different topics. And there's so much that we can talk about specific to the pandemic, but also in the broader sense. And so as we get into these updates, as you mentioned, you know, Mayor Dan Richardson will be giving an update specific to Carbondale. A lot of those updates will talk about COVID related updates, but we'll also have, you know, some updates in regards to sales tax and what where we're coming in at budget wise this year and what budget projections look like for next year. Same with the Garfield County update from County Commissioner Tom Jankowski, really talking about, again, where we are as a county, any upcoming projects, but also specifics related to the pandemic. And then, yes, we will have Valley View Hospital. Stacey Gavrell will be giving the update. And Valley View has been involved in different capacities in the past, but this specifically will be talking about, again, any upcoming projects that they have, and then their boots on the ground experience with COVID and how they've had to, again, shift and pivot. So I'm really excited for those updates. I encourage people to tune in and, you know, even if you're not able to allocate 2 hours, I know for some that might be a lot to ask in front of a computer, but at least hop on and get these updates, because I feel like it's a really great opportunity to know in a quick amount of time what's going on, not only on the local level, but also regional and then within the Valley View capacity as well.
And again, if you would like to learn more about the 2020 Carbondale Chamber Business Confluence, just go to carbondale.com. You can also, by the way, call 963-1890. Again, it's just $20 this year, and your registration includes a $20 restaurant beverage voucher valid at participating Carbondale Chamber restaurants. Again, it happens next Wednesday, the 21st, from noon to 2. And it's on Zoom, English and Spanish available, by the way, for business owners that may prefer a Spanish language. Zoom has made that really easy, as we've seen over the last several months, to do the bilingual kind of broadcast, if you will, on Zoom. I thought of you the other day, by the way, Andrea. You know, the CSU, the network, has been doing classic football games. And I heard, I forget which border war it was, but it was, you know, one of the football games that obviously CSU beat Wyoming. And so I thought of you when I was listening to that game a few weekends ago on Saturday morning.
But I know, I'm so excited to know that we have football once again. It's very exciting. I was actually putting the updated calendar into my phone earlier this morning, and it's amazing just those small kind of glimmers of hope, if you will, or normalcy in some capacity, feel like it's a new chapter. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And in the meantime, we've been watching Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills play. He was a quarterback at Wyoming. So we're very proud and new Buffalo fans, and still a fan, even after the game.
Are you going to be able to?
He had a couple rough paths.
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to be a fan and overlook, you know, mistakes sometimes. I know you're a big Cowboys fan still, considering you're alum of Wyoming and University of Wyoming. Sorry. Are you going to be able to make any games? Have you heard anything about season tickets?
Hopefully, yes. So we are a season ticket holder for Cowboy football. They are allowing fans up to 7,000 fans per game. So they're going to start with some season ticket holders and students and then go from there. But yes, we're hoping to make it to a few games. Okay. So
is the border war going to be in Wyoming or is it going to be in Fort Collins this year?
It's in Fort Collins this year. It's on a Thursday evening.
All right. Well, make sure you put in for that Friday off because I know you'll want to see that one.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the Carbondale Business Confluence 2020 in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Andrea Stewart from the Carbondale Chamber is with us today. I'm sorry, I guess I should use your full title, the Executive Director of the Carbondale Chamber. Andrea Stewart is with us today talking about 2020 Carbondale Business Confluence. Again, it's next Wednesday, 21st, from noon to 2. It's a virtual format this year on Zoom. Just $20 per person. That includes a $20 voucher good at participating Carbondale Chamber restaurants for food and or beverage. Again, you can learn more. You can buy tickets at carbondale.com or by calling 963-1890. We talked about, as is usually the case, the business confluence will begin with updates on Garfield County from Commissioner Tom Jankowski, from town of Carbondale, from Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson, and then Stacey Gavrell will be talking about Valley View Hospital and how they have been doing with COVID-19 and what their plans are for the future. Up next is on the schedule, it says information and a local perspective of surviving the challenges of COVID-19. Boy, I don't know anybody that I have talked to in the last 7 months that would not be interested in that one.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, usually for the confluence, we really try to get someone on a larger, you know, regional or national scale to come in and really give, you know, some uplifting advice and perspective and cheerlead our members along. And what we really found this year is people want real life experiences, real life businesses that they can relate to. And Eden with True Nature Healing Arts is such a dynamic speaker and he's so relatable. And it's so great because, you know, people have heard of True Nature or they've been there and they've practiced yoga or they at least know where it is. And so we thought, what a great opportunity for him to come in and really speak to our attendees on a real raw level. And so he's really going to be speaking specifically, you know, what challenges his business has been faced with as it's, you know, adapting to the pandemic and, you know, coming in and having to restructure his classes, and they have a small cafe and a retail shop and what that looks like now and sharing employee perspective. And we thought this would be such a great opportunity for the businesses right here, right now. One thing we also found is idea generation is huge. And so if perhaps he'll spark an idea or share an experience that then another business can take, and maybe it's not the same business sector, but even if he can, you know, help get some ideas flowing and then a business can take it back and adapt it to their business. You know, we thought that would be just such a great opportunity for the attendees. So he'll kick it off. He'll give about 20 minutes of his perspective and what shifts he's had to make. And then we'll go right into the business panel. So he'll kind of set it up for the business panel discussion.
So he's kind of like the pre-show, you might say.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to remember what they call that. You know, if you ever go to a big venue, sometimes they'll have somebody whose specific job is to get the crowd pumped up and ready for the headliner, right? It sounds kind of like that's what his job
is. Yes, maybe not throwing out t-shirts and, you know, exciting, like pump up music, but he'll really set the tone. And, you know, I think that real life experience and real life ideas, you know, as it relates to business is really what our business community is searching for right now. So exactly, to really set it up and cue up the panel, I think is going to be very dynamic.
I know you've got some sponsors of the Business Confluence who will recognize in just a minute. Are you still accepting sponsorship? Are there still sponsorship opportunities available?
Yes, thank you. So the sponsorship opportunities are still available. We will definitely do our best to help recognize them. We've met deadlines in regards to the day of events, but we'd be happy to acknowledge them in our thank yous. And with that, sponsorships are $500. And one opportunity that we're offering this year is scholarships. So we did not want the fee to attend to, you know, hinder anyone from coming. So we do have scholarships available. So I encourage anyone that is interested to please reach out. You can email chamber@carbondale.com and we'd be happy to facilitate that conversation with you. So that is one of the benefits of being a sponsor, is to help underwrite those scholarships. And then with that, they also receive two tickets to the event. So if you're already planning on attending and you'd like to step up and help with a scholarship or a sponsorship and those scholarships, we'd be happy to make that happen.
Do you have any criteria for those sponsorships, or is it better if you email and then take the conversation from there?
Yeah, if people could email us, that would be great. But we're pretty open in regards to criteria.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Again, chamber@carbondale.com and discuss opportunities for scholarships. And I guess same thing if you're interested in sponsoring. As you mentioned, the deadline has passed for day of, what's the term I'm looking for here? For stuff that you would get on the day of. Yes, thank you. For day of recognition, but there are some other sponsorship opportunities you could certainly talk about. And again, just email chamber@carbondale.com for more information about that. Again, if you would like to attend this year's Carbondale Chamber Business Confluence, it's just $20 per person, and that includes a $20 restaurant or beverage voucher valid at participating Carbondale Chamber restaurants. Out of curiosity, do you have that list of restaurants, or you're probably adding to it, I imagine, on an ongoing basis?
We are adding to it, but the majority of those restaurants are already participating restaurants in our Carbondale Chamber gift certificate program. But we do, I'm happy to list them off. There's about 15 of them if you're open to it.
Sure. You bet. You know what? Okay. recognition is a good thing. And I know restaurants are one of those categories that many people have been concerned about during COVID-19. So, you know, maybe somebody will hear one, and whether they go to the Business Confluence or not, maybe they'll say, you know what, I'd really like to support them. So yeah, go ahead.
Great. Okay. And another way I'll just kind of pivot this idea as well is I'll read off the restaurants, but then if you're already thinking of going to one of these businesses and patronizing them, think of it as you're going there and then you get the education from the Confluence as the bonus. So that's kind of a fun way to look at it too. So we have Atina Bar and Grill, Batch at Roaring Fork Beer Company, Bonfire Coffee, Carbondale Beer Works, the Homestead Bar and Grill at RVR, Izakaya Carbondale, Marble Distillery, Pepino's Pizza, Fat Thai, Potter Farms, The Village Smithy, and White House Pizza. And yes, we are still adding to that, but hopefully that will, you know, get some ideas going. And I know when I think of some of these businesses too, I'm like, oh, I want to go there for that menu item or for that cocktail. So yes.
I was thinking exactly the same thing, actually. So we are definitely on the same page there. Again, the Carbondale Business Confluence 2020 happens this year, next Wednesday from noon to 2. It's an online event. If you want to register, go to carbondale.com or call 963-1890. Again, it's just $20 per person, and you get a $20 voucher for one of those businesses that Andrea just mentioned, either food or beverage. And so really, you're depending on how you look at it, you're paying $10 for each, or you're paying $20 for the confluence, but you don't have to pay to go out to eat or something like that. You see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Just to kind of bounce off of what you mentioned earlier. Again, the website is carbondale.com, and there is more to talk about. We have not talked about that business panel, which is always kind of the, I guess sometimes you do have an actual keynote, but I know the business panel is a big part of the business confluence every year as well. And we'll talk about that and the panelists when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Andrea Stewart, the Executive Director of the Carbondale Chamber, is here with us once again today, talking about the Business Confluence 2020, online only, next Wednesday, the 21st, from noon to 2. Again, it starts with those updates on county, town of Carbondale, and healthcare from Tom Jamskowski. If only I could speak correctly. Maybe if I just slowed down, that would help. Garfield County Commissioner Tom Jankowski, Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson, and then Stacey Gavrell from Valley View Hospital. Then Eden Chanté, the owner of True Nature Healing Arts, will give a little local perspective about surviving the challenges of COVID-19, and that leads right into the business panel discussion. The title of which is Conversations on Change, a Dynamic Sharing of Relatable Struggles, Strengths, and Pivot Points While Reflecting on Changes Since the Beginning of 2020. I mean, that pretty much says it all right there, what we've all been thinking over the last few months, I think.
I think so, and it's really difficult. I don't know about you, but I find that sometimes I get like sucked into this like COVID vortex. And so I feel like we haven't had that personal interaction that we usually have. And, you know, I kind of miss going to meetings, which is kind of a strange thing to say, but you miss all of that interaction that you have. And it's kind of that water cooler conversation now, where before we would talk about the weather, because that's what we all had in common. And sometimes now, even working on projects outside of like this COVID bubble that we've been in, it kind of plays with your mind a little bit, and you kind of have to think back. So we thought this is such a great opportunity for people to come together. We have all of these thoughts. We have all of these different ways that we've made shifts and changes. And again, going back to that idea generation, bringing people together from different facets of our community and really just laying them out there. And, you know, we are all, it's very relatable, different ways that we can connect. So again, really talking about, think back to January and what were your goals that you were hoping to accomplish and how have those changed over the past few months? Also, some businesses are doing really well. And I was talking to one business in the outdoor recreation industry and he said, you know, it's really difficult, but at the same time, like they feel like they're winning the pandemic because their business is just going so strong. And they also know that that won't last forever. So they're putting all of their chips on the table to be able to really, you know, take advantage of this. And so we'll have people within all different sectors on this business panel, really talking about how they've had to change, whether that's, you know, retrofitting your business to be able to work remotely, or like myself, you know, the Carbondale Chamber office is located in the Third Street Center. And the Third Street Center is still closed to the public. However, our office has been up and running since day one. So our office manager, Katie, is really the boots on the ground. She's in the office answering the phones. I'm working remotely. Definitely can relate with those that, you know, have children and juggling that as well. And so I feel like, you know, we're more relatable than I think we all thought we were at one point. So again, going into this panel with different representation from arts community, for-profit, nonprofit, outdoors, communications, I just think it will really bring, you know, the sense of community back and really recognize that we're all going through this. And, you know, it might look different from different angles, but we are all going through it together. And it'll be moderated by Steve Skadron, who serves on the Carbondale Chamber Board. He's also with Colorado Mountain College. He's the vice president and dean of both the Aspen and Carbondale campuses. So he's a very dynamic speaker, really going to, you know, make the panelists comfortable, especially as we're in this new Zoom setting. And I'm really, really looking forward to this aspect of the Confluence.
You mentioned Katie. You would know a little something about being that person because you were that go-to person for Randy Lowenthal all those years ago. Actually, not that many years ago. When she was in charge at the Carbondale Chamber. So you would know a little something about what she's doing and how important that position is to the organization, I would imagine.
Yes, thank you. I've been with the Carbondale Chamber. I just celebrated my 13th year, which is amazing and crazy at the same time. And that's definitely one of my leadership, you know, aspects. I would never ask someone to do something that I've not done before. And you know, it was really interesting coming in when I started with the chamber in 2008. You know, we were just at the height before we hit the recession. And so I feel like that experience also helps, you know, my background in that we've been through this before and we will get through this. And so the ebbs and flows of business, I think, are really helpful. But it's been so amazing. We've worked really hard to continue to be that trusted source of information through the pandemic because there's so many challenges, whether it be, you know, a grant or loan application or even, hey, can my business open? You know, so there's so much, and we've been just such a great resource and encourage, you know, people to continue to call us or, you know, email us if they do have a question, because there's so much to weed through. And we really, you know, pride ourselves on being that trusted source of information.
Back to the panel discussion again, moderated by Steve Skadron. I see a couple, well, most are familiar names. Samuel Bernal, of course, of Intervision Communications. Know Samuel very well, actually. We tend to show up at the same meetings together, put it that way. Amy Kimberly of the Carbondale Arts and Carbondale Creative District. And then Beatrice Soto of Wilderness Workshop. And then Briston Peterson of Carbondale Marketplace. And again, as you mentioned, folks both from private and public sectors kind of discussing challenges, how they've dealt with things. And again, it is a panel discussion. So Steve will kind of be moderating the whole thing and directing the conversation, if you will. And the idea being listening to other organizations, how they're dealing with the current climate. And for some of us, maybe it'll be reinforcement for the way we've been doing things. For others, maybe there will be some ideas that will come from it that will say, hey, can we adapt that to our business and our model for how we've been operating over the last 7 months?
Exactly. And I believe we started the conversation today talking about, you know, just different ways that we've had to adjust and thinking too specifically, just because I'm in it day to day with the nonprofits. And so I'm really looking forward to aspects of the nonprofit piece of this panel discussion and talking about how we've had to change how we do events. And I know with a lot of nonprofits, events are huge, you know, revenue streams for the bottom line of a nonprofit budget. And so how these examples, you know, how people have shifted and made changes and taken it online or maybe created a completely different event. And, you know, Carbondale Marketplace, that's home of the new city market in Carbondale. So I'm really interested in hearing Briston's perspective of, you know, trying to not only, you know, open a new project, but how this development can continue to carry on through the pandemic. And again, you know, the construction and design aspects and sectors have been doing fairly well right now. So curious to see his perspective on that. And so it's just, you know, a little bit of everyone being really represented throughout this panel. Of course, we wanted to represent other aspects as well, but then it would take a week of everyone's time sitting in front of the computer. So, you know, we've already talked about maybe even a next year might even be a 2.0, talking about, you know, further follow-ups from this event. So stay tuned for that.
You bet. Absolutely. I promised you I would give you an opportunity to recognize the sponsors of the 2020 Carbondale Business Confluence. Would you like to do that now?
Yes, please. So specific to the Confluence, we have two of our, they actually happen to be board members, but we're very proud to have their business sponsoring this event specifically. So we have Garfield and Hecht and then J. Frost CPA. So we're very appreciative of their time. And we also have all of our tiered members, which really help not only guide this project and program throughout the year, but all of the other benefits that we offer for the members. So we'd like to recognize the Mount Sopris members, Alpine Bank and First Bank. And then we also have the Crystal River members, as well as the Avalanche Creek members, and then our media sponsors. So thank you so much. And we really appreciate our efforts with you and with KMTS to allow us the opportunity to take over the radio waves for a little bit, just to help promote our event. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You're always awesome. I enjoy our conversations. Again, you can sign up for the Carbondale Chamber Business Confluence 2020 at carbondale.com. Again, it happens next Wednesday, the 21st, from noon to 2. It's just $20, and you'll get with your registration a $20 restaurant or beverage voucher, valid at those 15 and any more that may be added over the course of the next few days, Carbondale businesses. And again, the phone number, if you'd like to call, is 963-1890. Again, some scholarship opportunities are available. If you'd like to talk about those options, just email chamber@carbondale.com. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the Carbondale Chamber in any capacity, you can always email chamber@carbondale.com as well. And Andrea, anything that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like folks to know about the Confluence or the Chamber, or I don't know, just a positive affirmation for the rest of 2020?
Yeah, thank you. I'll briefly mention, we mentioned this earlier, but I would love to just remind the listeners that the event, again, will be on Zoom, and it will be offered in both English and Spanish, which I think is great. And then would love also just to mention that this event is not just for Carbondale Chamber members. So it really is a community discussion, valley-wide discussion. So we encourage you, if you are a member of the Carbondale Chamber, great. If you're not, great. If you're a member of another chamber throughout the valley, we welcome you with open arms. This is really, you know, our opportunity to address all of this throughout, you know, not only Carbondale, but the valley. So we encourage you to listen in. You're welcome to, of course, join us by Zoom and see us in the screen, not quite in the flesh, but through your screen. But you do not have to be a member to join. So we welcome all of you. And just again, I wish I had some affirmations, but I just, you know, really encourage people to reach out if they have questions. And we are here for you. So if there's anything we can do as the chamber, or again, chambers throughout the valley, we're here to represent our community. So please do reach out.
Again, the website is carbondale.com. Again, next Wednesday is the day for the 2020 Carbondale Business Confluence. Again, noon to 2 on Zoom, English and Spanish available, depending on your preference. And only $20, plus you get that $20 voucher for hopefully one of your favorite places. You put it so eloquently earlier, I wish I could remember to eat or grab a cocktail, as it were. Again, Andrea, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time, and have a great rest of 2020.
Great. Thank you. You as well.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.